My name is Megan Dudney. I am the extension pathologist from the Citrus Research and Education Center and also an associate professor.
Let's discuss canker. The fruit is most susceptible to canker after it's about 3/8 inch diameter.
That's right. Size does actually matter in the case of fruit, that it's really not susceptible to canker prior to that 3/8 of an inch size. But once you get to that point and we get rain, then all bets are off as to whether you will keep canker out of those fruits. So you do want to get those fruit protected as soon as they're sort of getting up to that size. It's a little bit of a game, because if we get early bloom, then we have fruit that's sizing early and more vulnerable during March than would otherwise be expected. So you do need to keep an eye on that fruit size, but then another eye on the weather forecasts and make sure that we're not going to get a lot of rain once your fruit get up to that size. And if they are expecting a lot of rain, really getting that first few critical sprays out. Those first few sprays are particularly critical because of the high susceptibility of the fruit, those are the lesions that will knock most of the fruit off and then really reduce your yields.
And those are copper sprays, I think, at a 21-day interval you recommend.
Yes, those are the standard recommendations.
Irma changed things some for canker, you said. How so?
It intensified what we had out there already. Young blocks that didn't necessarily have much canker in them certainly became highly infected. Stem lesions are probably the biggest thing that we're still dealing with from Irma in terms of canker. That's because those stem lesions can produce inoculum at fairly high levels for 3 to 4 years.
Anything else you'd like to add about canker?
No, but everybody should keep it in mind when planning their programs for the year.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.